I'm doing really poorly, Sally tells him now before she notices that he's moved on without waiting for an answer. Since you're asking, she adds.
Hi,
Antonia says to Ben Fry as he walks past her. Brilliant, but it's the best she can do at the moment. Ben smiles at her blankly, but he keeps right on going until he's at the table where Jillian is staring at the uneaten food.
Is there something wrong with your order?
Ben asks her.
Is there anything I can do?
Jillian looks up at him. There are tears falling from her clear gray eyes. Ben takes a step toward her. He's so gone he couldn't come back if he wanted to. There's nothing wrong, Sally assures him as she collects her girls and begins to troop toward the door. If Sally's heart weren't so closed up at the moment, she'd feel sorry for Ben. She'd pity him. Ben has already sat down across from Jillian. He's taken the matches out of her hand, which has that damn tremor again, and is lighting her cigarette. As Sally leads her girls out of the restaurant, she believes she hears him say, "Please don't cry," to her sister. She may even hear him say, "Marry me. We can do it tonight." Or maybe she's just imagining that's what he said, since she knows that's where he's headed. Every man who's ever looked at Jillian the way Ben is looking right now has made a proposal of one sort or another. Well, the way Sally sees it, Ben Fry is a grown man. He can take care of himself, or at the very least, he can try. Her girls are another matter entirely. Sally's not about to let Jillian arrive out of nowhere with three divorces and a dead body in her recent history to start playing around with her daughter's welfare. Girls like Kylie and Antonia are just too vulnerable. They get broken in two by cruel words alone. They're easily made to believe they're not good enough. Just seeing the back of Kylie's neck as they walk through the parking lot makes Sally want to weep. But she doesn't. And what's more, she won't.
My hair is not that bad, Kylie says once they're in the Honda. I don't see what's so horrible about what we did.
She's sitting alone in the back seat, and she feels so weird. There's no space for her legs at all, and in order to fit, she has to fold herself up. She almost feels as if she could leap out of the car and walk away. She could start a new life and never look back again.